Ksiv. But the other ones, who says each one separately will get this punishment?
Maybe if it is nus alone, you won't get this punishment. It's only with all the avera together. So Mar says, mi ksiv u persu. Doesn't say you persu mashma that did all these averas. Persu ksiv. Mashma each one separately. For each avera, each one of these averas separately, they deserve to have such a big punishment that even the fish will be destroyed. Hoda yasvi, then they sat down and commented and said over. Hoda tanan, that's how we learned. Mishnah and Kinim. Ha'isha shehviya chatasa. Anisha that it was Yoledah, she just gave birth. So she has the chiyuv to bring the korban chatas and the korban oilah. So first she brought the korban chatas. Umeisa, and then she died before she got a chance to bring a korban oilah. So it says, Alocha yeviyo yorshin elosa. Whoever yashins her, the yorshin, they have a chiyuv to bring a korban oilah for her. So Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, for who shefrishosa michayim? We're talking about that this lady, this Yoledes, before she died, when she was alive still, she set aside a korban oilah to be brought. Just she didn't get around to have it brought. So then, since the korban is here, the yoshim have a chiyuv to have it brought. Avoloya for shesasa michayim. But let's say she did not set aside money, or she did not buy the korban when she was still alive. In other words, the money was not set. She didn't buy the korban yet. Loy. Then we say when she dies, the yoshim, even though the yashin her money, upon her money, there's no chiyuv to buy the korban. The yoshim did not have to bring the korban for her. So what does the Gemara say? Alma, what do we see from here? That Kisava, that Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul holds, she buda lavdi raisa. That this Indian of a shibud, that a person has an obligation to do something, that we say your money is meshubid, that the chiv is like as upon your money, and from your money it has to be given, is lavdi raisa. Because over here, when she died, even if she didn't set aside a korban yet, but she owns money. So we should say, her shibud, her chayv to bring the korban, if yod shibud the yiraisa, it's like this chayv, this obligation is upon her money also. So now that she dies, whoever yarshins take over, and whoever inherits her money, there should be a chiv upon them also to buy that korban still. So since we say no, the yarshim do not have the chiv, we say shibud lav the yiraisa. So Rashi speaks out, it means kesavar. That ho di yomer rabbonin nichse mishtab di al chayv amut lalameis. That rabbonin say sometimes, that what the mace had a chayv to pay back, that we take it from his money, is lav diraisi. Loima, we don't say a swarm of diraisi that said in the soul, the inish, a person's property, arvin bay, is like a chroi, is like a co-signer for them, has arvis for them. Or mishtab de medin aruf, like we do not say that the property has the obligation to pay for the person's chayv. And therefore, if that would be a svara, then midiraisa, there wouldn't be a difference if you borrow money, stam ba pel, you write it in the shtar. In both cases, midiraisa, shibudi is diraisa, that from your money there's not an obligation to be paid up. And therefore, if you sell your money, you sell your property, the person has the right to collect from whoever bought it. Ela, but rather we say not this way. Ela milva vishtar shu shibudi, dichsivlai nichsi achroin. Only if you write up a shtar, then achray is eschal, because you write it in. But milva ba'peh, the svar is leh mishtabdi. On a milva ba'peh, we say midiraisa, it's leh mishtabdi. Therefore, if I borrow money, so the locher is true, the person has the chiv to pay it back. But he has the chiv, not his property, not his money. Therefore, if he dies, or if he sells his property, you can't collect the money from the yoshim or from the lukuchas. That's what we see here. Therefore, if she dies, the yoshim that take over her money do not have a chiv to buy from her money the korban. Because we say the chiv that she had does not go upon her money. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanan. Af agav shlo yefrishu mechayin. He argues no. Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanan says no, even the case where she dies and she did not set aside the korban before when she was alive, still now, wherever Yashin's, the Yorshim, have the chiyuv to spend her money and buy a korban oilah for her. Alma, what do we see that Rabbi Yechon holds? Alma, kesava, shibudi, hevi, diraisa. That's what we hold halacha. That shibud is, midiraisa, there is a svar of shibud. Therefore here, this lady, she was a yoledis. She gave birth. When she gave birth, she has a chiyuv upon herself to bring a korban chatis and a korban oilah. So once she has the chiyuv upon herself, we say shibudi diraisa says, any chiv, any obligation upon her, all her money, whatever she owns, is obligated also to see that it should be paid for that chiv. So that's called shibudi, means the chiv goes upon the money. So therefore, when she dies,
whoever takes over her money, there's a chiyuv upon that money that it should be spent for a korban erla. So therefore, even though she did not set aside the korban, but whoever yashins her money, they have a chiyuv to spend that money, to spend the money to buy a korban for her. So you see, that's Rabbi Yochanan Svara. So Gemara says, "Ivo pligi bo chodes himna." What do you mean, this new machlekes over here? Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, we learned this machlekes already. The Rav and Shmuel, the Arma Tavayu. The Rav and Shmuel both say, "Milver ape ein a goyve min a yoshim v'loy min a lekuches." Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel both told Shibudi lav diraisa. Therefore, if you lend money baal peh, that means you didn't write up a shtar, and later the Malva wants to collect the money, he can't collect the money not from the yoshim. If the loyva died, so then the loyva died, so the yoshim, whoever takes over his money, does not have a chiyuv to pay it back. Because we all chibude lav the yoraisa. The chiyuv was only upon the loyva, the ones that borrowed the money, and not upon his money. So when he died, the Malva loses out. And the same thing with loyman amin alakuchas. If the loyva, the ones that borrowed the money, now sold this property to somebody else, and later the Malva comes to collect his money, the Malva cannot take the money away from the Lekuchais. Because the Chiyuv is only upon the Leiva himself, not upon his money. So whatever he sold, is sold, and the Malva can't get it. That's Rav Shmuel Svara. For Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, but Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish both hold no, the Yamri Tavayil, they both say, that Milver Alper, even when you lend money just Alper, you don't write a shtar. I stam lent you money and I have Edom on it, and I lent you $1,000. So locher is midiraisam that goyva beimin ayoshim. I have a right to collect this money even from the yoshim. Because if this loyva, the one that borrowed the money, died, I still have a right to collect the money from his children. Whoever yashins him, because we say shibudi diraisa, that true, I lent the loyva the money, so the loyva has the obligation to pay me back, but any obligation upon him automatically goes upon his nechasim, upon his money also. So therefore, even after he dies, in the money, I have a right to collect my money from his money. And who adin bein min alakuchos? If the loyva sold his property, the same thing, the malva has a right to collect it back from the people that bought it. Because there was a shibud upon those property. So therefore, when the loyva sold it, he's like selling the shibud he has to this malva. So if the malva can't get any other money, he has the right to take away this property from the one that bought it. So the question is, we learned this machlokes already once, between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. So how come here we have to have another machlokes here? So where is the tzrich? Yes, we need both machlokes in. The Yitma Behov, if we'd only hear the machlokes over here in our first case, we're in Isha Yeledes, that there's a chiyuv midiraisa thought to bring a korban. So I would have thought to say, Bahach Koma Shmuel, maybe only over here Shmuel says, Mishum, I'm not forgetting, Yitma Bahach means the second case. If I would have only learned the machlokes in the case of a regular milva, where I lent somebody money in Milva Bapeh, maybe here Shmuel says that Shibudi Lav Diraisa. You know why? Mishum Deloy Milva Ksuba Batarihi. Because there's no special Chiv Midiraisa over here. Means some that I lent money, that's the Chiv I made up now. That you have to pay me back money. There's no Chiv Midiraisa for you to pay me back. It's only because I lent you money, something that I did, now you have to pay me back the money. Savada, once I lent you the money, midiraisa, you have to pay it back to me. But it starts off because I did something. Now, it's not like a chayiv that the Torah says you have to bring a korban or you have to give money for this. So therefore, since it's not like a ksuba, so since it's not something that's written in the Torah, here Shmuel says shibudi lav diraisa. Avo b'hach, but maybe in our first case here, with this isha that was a yeledis, and there she has a chayiv midiraisa to bring a korban chatas and to bring a korban oila. So here, even after she dies, here I would say the Eima Moidul Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Shmuel would agree to Rabbi Yochanan. In this case, we say Shibudi Diraisa. Because a Chiv to bring a Korban Chatis is a Chiv Midiraisa. So maybe a Chiv that the Torah gives you, that's such a strong Chiv that the Chiv is not only upon you, but even upon your money also. So maybe here, even after she dies, whoever takes over her money also has the Chiv to bring a Korban Ela from that money. That's why I need a machlokes, even in the case of an isha, to tell us no, that Shmuel argues, even on a chiyuv midiraisa, still Shmuel holds, shibud lav diraisa. Now, v'yashmina b'ho, if I would only hear the case by isha, if I would only hear the machlokes by this chiyuv of korban oila, I would have thought to say, b'ho kol Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe only in this case does Rabbi Yochanan say Shibudi the Araisa, that the Yoshim have to bring the Korban Ola for her. You know why? The milva ksuva b'atayra k'ksuva b'shtar damya. Because this milva, this chiyah to bring a korban chatis, a korban oila, is what the Torah tells it to do. So maybe a chiyah that the Torah tells it to do is like it's written in the shtar. So here we hold shibudi as diraisa. Alva b'hach, but in the plain case where you lend somebody else money bal peh, maybe over there where it's not a chiyah midiraisa, Eima Moidele Shmuel, maybe Rabbi Yechonah would agree to Shmuel that we say Shibudi is Lav the Yeraisa, and therefore the Malva cannot collect from the Yoshma, from the Lekuchais, Tzricha. That's where I need the Machlokes, Rabbi Yechonah and Rav and Shmuel, in both cases, to say that they both hold their Svaris all over in all cases. That Rabbi Yechonah holds the Svaris Shibudi the Yeraisa, anytime you have a chiyuv to pay somebody back money, midiraisa we say all your property, all your money is an oriv for that chiyuv, is responsible for your chiyuv. So it's called a shibud, the chiyuv goes into the money. Therefore, if the person dies or if he sells his property, the malva has the right to collect from the yoshim or from the lakuchas. And Rav and Shmuel said not like that. Shibud, the lav diraisa in all cases. Even in a case where the chiyuv is midiraisa, or you led this has to bring korban oila, still we say the chiv is upon her. So when she's alive, she has to bring the korban oila. But if she dies from the money left over, there's no chiv to bring the korban oila. And Amarav Pavavapa says, Hilkasa, what's the locha? Milvera peh goyve min ayoshim. That milvera, if you lend somebody money just by peh, you don't write it down in the shtar, still the locha is you have a right to collect it from the yoshim. Because we hold Shibudi is the Yeraisa. That means the Yeraisa, when you lend somebody money, the Leiva now has the Chiyuv to pay back the money to you, and the Chiyuv is even on his property also. So therefore, when the Leiva dies, the Malva has the right to collect the money from whoever Yashins the money. But V'yeina Goyva Min Alakuchas. Midrabbanan though, if it was only a Milva Baal Peh, you cannot collect the money, the property, that was sold to somebody else. Why? Goyva Min Ayoshim Shibudi the Yeraisa. True, if the loiva dies, you have a right to collect your money from the yoshim, because that's the svarah shibud is midiraisa. So midiraisa, the malva has a right to collect the money from the money of the loiva. But v'yeina goyva min alakuchos, like if so, why if the loiva sells his property to somebody else, why can't the malva go and collect the money from those property? That there it is, that gzerim the rabbonin, the less like koila. Because since the money you lend without a shtar, just by pair, doesn't have a koil. Since so, people always be afraid to buy property. They'll be afraid that they don't know what's going to be doing. Is somebody going to take it away from me or not? So therefore, Mishum, the Rabbon of the Kalocha, they said, you can't collect from Mishabodim. All right, turn over. Like Rashi says, less like koilo, v'yil di yastra nafshi, like losing out for himself. V'yach v'gad ishvud di raisa, but over drabora takanta lokeach t'lehevi yoda. Drabora made a takana for people to buy property. A person that buys property, like he doesn't know that this moicher owes somebody money, and that maybe someday the malva will come and take away the money from me. The person that's buying the property doesn't know this. So because of the toivus of the lokeach, the Rabbanan took away this right of the Malva to take away the property from him. Only when you made a Milva Bishtar, if you write it down in the Shtar, then the Smor is Islay Koila. Everybody in town knows that you borrowed the money and that you owe the money. Therefore, if somebody now comes and buys your property, they have to realize to think that, listen, I'm buying property off this Leiva. This person owes somebody else money. I have to be afraid maybe he won't be able later to pay up his Chayiv, and the Malva will come and take away my property now. So then who asked you to buy the property? Like, if it has a koil, you know what's going on. So there we say, if you still go and buy it, so who saw the kibble? But in the case where there's no koil, but no of a baal peh, here the Rabbanan made a takana that the Malva cannot take it away from the lekeach. Right, then the Mishnah says, v'koine satzma beget v'misas abal. How are the two ways that a wife goes out free? Either with a get or else if the husband dies. So Bishlay Meget Ichsiv, that's a posik. The cost of the safe increases. Very good. And she goes out free. Ella Misas Abal Minolin. How do we know that when the husband dies, now she's mutter to get married to anybody? So Mar says Svaru. This is only a Svaru. That who Osra Avu Shasa? The husband is the one that married her and made her Osra to the world. So when he dies, whatever he did goes away. But the Mar says no. Who are Royis? There are plenty of cases of Arroyis. The Osra Lahu, Vulay Sharila. Let's say, Lamasha, like your brother's wife. your brother's wife is also to you even after your brother dies, even though he married her, and because of his kedushin, she becomes also to you. Only by yibam it's mutter. But if they have children, so your brother's wife remains also to you. So you see, even though your brother died, the yisrum does not go off. So maybe every wife also, even after her husband dies, she remains also to the rest of the world. Since the Torah says what Yivama, that doesn't have children, she's also to marry somebody else. Only the Yavam, so the Diyak, Hoyesh Labonim, but Mashma, if she does have children, Muteris, then she's allowed to get married to somebody else. Why? Because see, when a husband dies, she's Muta. But the Mara, no, but Dilma, maybe, Ein Labonim Asur Liyalma Vashar Liyavim. In the case where her husband died and she had no children, maybe there she's only Muta to the brother, but to nobody else. But maybe enechnami v'yesh labonim, in a case where she has children, maybe the kuliyama nami asura. Maybe true, she's also to the whole world. Like we're still asking, how do we know this yisoid that when the husband dies, the wife is mutter to get married? Maybe she's also to the whole world, enechnami. Where's the proof that when the husband dies, she becomes mutter? From yibum, there's no raya. Ela rather, as far as like this, midyam rachman, the Sinta Torah says, almona l'kayin godl asura. A kayin godl is not allowed to marry an almona. So tzadiyik, well, a kohen had yichari, but mashmut a regular kohen could marry an almona. An almona means that a husband died. So if you tell me now, even after the husband died, she's also to get remarried, how could a kohen had you marry her? So Mora says, no, v'dilma maybe the kohen godl a laugh. Maybe the kohen godl has a laugh to marry the almona. But the kuliyama b'yesei, maybe an echnami, an almona is also to the whole world with an israsei. So Mora says, ha yesei ma'avidite, where do you find an israsei? Mamonashach. If because the husband dies, she should become muta, she should become muta legamri. There should be no issa, not even an issa rasei. Like we hold, she should be able to get married. If for some reason you want to tell me that even though the husband dies, still the issa rasei sis does not go off her, she should remain with the chiv misa. She should still have a din eshe sis. Not only an issa rasei, it should be an issa misa. Samura says no. Alam Allah, why not? Afikta mimisa, for yakim to alesai. Maybe when the husband dies, the Torah takes off the issa from a misa. True. There's no more issa reshishish of a misa. There's only an issa rasei, maybe. Midi yavi absuda amakdashim. Maybe like a korban that becomes possible. Demikara is bumila. Calls the man the korban as its kedusha, whoever has enjoyment from it is over the issa mila. The Yasira Begizig Avoida. It also has Nisa not to share off the wool and to use it, not to work with a korban. Parkinu, later when the korban gets a balmum, and the lachash could be paid which you pay money for it, and the kedusha goes off it. So what do we say? Mila lesvu. The Yisra Mila true, that goes off it. But that's all. The Gizig Avoida Yasira. The lach of Psula Amakdashim is that even after you appointed this Psula Amakdashim, you are still not allowed to share off the wool and use the wool, or you can't work with it. You're only allowed to buy it now to use it, lachilat, eat it. So you see, it's possible that half of the Yisurim go off, but some stay. Some stay. So maybe you're also, maybe when the husband dies, true, the Chiv Misa goes off. If somebody lives with her now, maybe they're not Chiv Misa. But maybe there is Nisra say, where's the proof to say that she's Mutter? So we're into the Alamid Yom HaKros, since the Pasuk says, Pen Yomis B'Muhammad, maybe the husband will die at war. V'yishachi Yikachena, and somebody else will take your wife. So here we see clearly that if the husband dies, somebody else could marry her. Maskalorash Rav Shisha B'Red Ravida, Eimer, maybe, Manach, you know what the Torah means, somebody else will marry her, maybe Yavim, maybe only in the case of a Yibim, could the Yavim marry her. But maybe not somebody else. Some Rav Asher, Asher says back, no, based Shuvas Bedov, there are two answers to this. Chod the one, the Yavam Layikri Acher. Yavam is not called an Acher. An Acher is Masva, a stranger. A Yavam is the brother, he's not a stranger. For Yoik Siv, it says clearly, the son of Ish Acher and the second husband will hate her, the Chosla Seve Krisis. Oikiyam is Ish Acher, maybe the second husband will die. Now we make a Hekashir, the Iskish Misalagershin. In the same Pasuk it says, either the second one will give her a get, or maybe the second husband will die. So in this pasuk we have a hekish gerushin lamisa. Therefore we say my gerushin shar yevagameris. Just like when you give your wife a get, that's it. You are matter now. She's mutter to remarry to anybody. Af misa shar yevagameris. Who adin when the husband dies, it's also gemer. It finishes his kinyan and his wife, and she now becomes mutter to everybody. Then the mishnah says vayevama niknas bebiya yibum when the brother dies. and they had no children, so the brother alive now has the mitzvah yibum. For the more bebiyim know, how do we know that the yavam is kainah to by living with her? On makro, the pasuk says, "Ye